After the Storm, written by Clocket Patch, read by Aurelius. Rain. A storm on the wasteland. It hits the black sand like an antelope dancing on bubble wrap, a clumsy, graceful, random river of pops as the droplets burrow their way into the earth and throw up tiny sparkles of dust. This is not water. This is shining mercury, a silver storm of poison with an acid hail. This is a black oil rain and chemicals, a toxic spew from a nuclear cloud. This is death. A man stands with his scarred face upturned and dares the rain to burn away what little remains of his identity. The time has come. In the beginning, there had been choice. There had been morals and conscience. There had been questions. Do I have the right? Gallifrey had stepped out of the chaos of war and darkness once before, choosing at the dawn of time to sit outside the universe lest it be destroyed. But destruction has its own wiles. No man or species is an island, and by their simple existence the Time Lords changed the pond of the cosmos. They thought they could not interfere, but did not realize that they must still interact. And in the end, they had no choice. The rain is not enough to kill him. He breathes deep of the deadly fumes, but they refuse to choke away the purpose he needs to fulfill. In the beginning, there had been choice, and right and wrong, and room for error. Now right and wrong were blurred, free will was dead, and his last act must succeed. Trifling moral concerns no longer mattered. Did he have the right? Who bloody well cared? The man limps towards the only shape in the wasteland, a dented blue box. Inside there is a button. He presses it.